Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Pastor Sarah Araño was born and raised in Alexandria, Minnesota. She graduated from North Central Bible College and in 1983 came to Hawaii on a short-term missions trip to Kauai. That experience led to her returning to Hawaii to serve as a youth pastor on that island for 4 years. And it was the opportunity for her to meet her future husband, Colin. They married and moved to Oahu for Pastor Sarah to serve as assistant pastor at Paradise Chapel in Maile with Pastor George Nagato, where both Sarah and Colin were youth leaders and worship leaders. Now, herein lies the beginning of an unfolding story as the Lord had brought them together to serve in ministry, but the plot thickens when it comes to experiencing the grace of God in times when dreams that you have, dreams that she and he had, didn't come to reality in the time and in the way that they expected. And it is in those moments where some of the great mining takes place, where the jewels, the great jewels of life come out from the lessons, the insights, the applications that God gives. And when we look back, we see the incredible value that lies therein during those times of our lives. But you know, going through it, oh, very, very difficult. You'll be able to relate in one form or another by what she shares. And that's why we pause at the beginning of every show to remind you the reason we have the Good Life Radio program is to lead you closer and closer to Jesus Christ. For you to know that whatever you might be going through, maybe a dream is out of reach, or so it seems. Maybe you've been jumping and scratching and grasping, and you thought you had it, and then it slipped through your fingers, like water that just runs over a slippery rock, and you can't grab hold of it. Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins. He shed his precious blood on that cross to wash yours, mine, our guests, our sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And the living Christ today calls you to himself. And here's the thing. When a dream of ours seems out of reach, it is in Christ and through Christ and a relationship that we have with God that enables us in that miraculous, strange, even mysterious way to understand that there is a purpose and a timing for what we go through. Because God is at work in and through our lives. Oh, I hope that you're already beginning to be encouraged, because it's just the beginning. You see, after 20 years at Paradise Chapel, Pastor Sarah became senior pastor at Waiawa Assembly of God, where she has served now for 6.5 years. Her passion for ministry is in worship and teaching the Word of God. She loves seeing people draw closer to the Lord, growing in Him, becoming involved in ministry and flourishing in it, and changing their world, your world, my world, our world, for God. Sarah and Colin have 2 adopted children, Justice, who is 15 and a sophomore at Lilehua High School, and Lana, who is 14 and in the 8th grade at Waiawa Middle School. Pastor Sarah, welcome to our show.
Thank you so much, Danny.
So, Alexandria, Minnesota. What was it like growing up there?
It was wonderful. We were part of the Frozen Chosen, as we're known up there. I miss the snow. I miss the lilacs in the spring. I miss the Canadian geese flying over in the fall. But Hawaii is wonderful. It was a big transition, especially coming from Minneapolis, Minnesota, where I attended college, to Kauai, to Koloa, Kauai. That was a big change.
Now, there is a contrast. I mean, when you talk about the frozen chosen or chosen frozen, and then coming to Hawaii. So talk to us about this missions trip that has now become so pivotal in your life.
It was just a six-week mission trip. Originally, my partner and I were supposed to go to Japan to work with a missionary there to travel and sing with them. But his wife became ill, and so that trip was canceled, and we ended up on Kauai. And for 6 weeks, we did everything from literally clean toilets to I played a clown in a kids' crusade to preaching to singing, you name it. We were there and assisted the pastor, worked with the youth and that kind of thing. And then that worked out. I met another pastor there on that island, and he was looking for a youth pastor. And that was one thing I had never, ever anticipated that I would do was youth ministry, but God had a different agenda. And so I went back to Minneapolis and quit my job and returned to Kauai. I was there for 4 years as a youth pastor in Koloa.
Now, you seem to have, even from back then as you describe it, a sensitivity and an adventurous spirit to come and to be here and from Minnesota. Where does this come from, I wonder? Who influenced you most in your earlier years?
I think overall it would, of course, be my parents. I grew up in a very good home, a peaceful home. It was wonderful. My dad really influenced me as a person with his sense of humor, his work ethic, many different things. But then as far as ministry is concerned, there was a woman by the name of Joan who opened her home to teenagers for a Bible study once a week. And at one point, it was up to about 80 teenagers who gathered in her living room and dining room and kitchen and bedrooms and spilled over throughout the whole house for Bible study. And it was through her that I really learned hands-on ministry of teaching the Word and praying for people, praying for individuals, and just what Spirit-filled ministry is all about. And so that's where my roots, I believe, really are.
So you go to college, and then you go on this missions trip. By the way, what did you study at North Central Bible College?
I graduated with a behavioral sciences degree with a major in that and a minor in Bible.
What interested you about behavioral science?
Well, I'd sensed the call of God on my life since I was in junior high, in middle school. I don't know if you've heard of the release time program, but at that point there was an opportunity for students to leave school early one day a week for religious instruction at a nearby church. And so I was attending there at the Free Methodist Church where I was involved at that time. And I remember the day. It's so clear. I think we were talking about Timothy. And I heard in my spirit, I just heard God tell me that I was to enter the ministry. And I didn't know what that meant. I know what it meant, but I didn't know where it would take me or what my involvement would be. But then in high school, in a psychology class, something just clicked with me. And God began to bring the two together of, being able to minister to people, minister God's healing, but then also kind of know the inner workings of how He's made us to think, to feel, and to behave. And so that all just kind of came together for me, and that's why I majored in that.
I always marvel at the way the Lord designs people and then how people respond to those inclinations. Mm-hmm. And quite often it's like in your case, you were cognizant of what God was doing. And in some other instances, people are not very much aware. They're just moving instinctually by some kind of affinity that they have towards something. But God instills that in us. Mm. But you were growing and becoming someone sensitive to the leading of God's Spirit. So when you came to Hawaii and you served in ministry here, what was it about being in Hawaii that caused you to want to come back?
Well, it was the people. It was the needs that I saw. And it was just the leading of the Holy Spirit. I knew that this was a door that He was opening, because there really hadn't been a door open before me immediately upon graduation from college. And back then, I mean, churches weren't so much hiring counselors, bringing on staff counselors. It was people who were already on staff who did counseling. And so there wasn't a wide open door for me immediately upon graduation. So I just continued working at the school where I was. And then I just sensed that the short-term missions trip was an open door from God, and that from there he was opening this opportunity. I never even dreamed. I mean, growing up in Minnesota, I'd never seen the ocean until I graduated from high school. Okay, we had 10,000 lakes, but no oceans, no mountains. Okay, and so I'd never even really aspired to even visit Hawaii. It was kind of a distant thing for me, but God opened wide this door. And I knew that it was of him, and I knew I needed to go through that door.
Here's the thing. One opportunity leads to something else. Mm-hmm. God opens a door, which you go through, and God opens up another door. A listener today is looking, hoping, searching for something. Mm-hmm. It may or may not even be what they want, but an opportunity comes up. Could it be, dear friend, could it be an opportunity from the Lord? Could it be that he might not reveal all the details of what's going to happen after it, but by taking one step, it could lead to something else? It certainly did for Pastor Sarah Araño. In fact, she's going to share more about that, what happened, when we come back. Stay with us. You don't want to miss this. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an e-book, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Paliomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Welcome back to our show. You're listening to The Good Life Hawaii Radio Program. I'm Danny Yamashiro. My guest today, Pastor Sarah Araño. Pastor Sarah is the senior pastor of Waiawa Assembly of God. Before our break, she was sharing with us about an opportunity that God gave. I mean, she comes from the Great Lakes region, a land of what, 10,000 lakes. And then she goes from there, the chosen frozen or frozen chosen, to come to Hawaii, basking in the sun. But God leads her here because of an opportunity to go on a mission. She takes that step and it begins, you might even call it a domino effect of open doors that has led her in her life. So the thing is here, what opportunities exist for you? It might be just a small crack of in a door, but are you willing to take a step? Are you available to let God lead you and then to know, even though he doesn't disclose or reveal everything, that there are things going to happen on the other side? To find out more about our program, to get this show in its entirety, perhaps you're tuning in right now, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. You can get the program for free as a podcast. And as I typically do, please, please, please share it with a friend. Be blessed, but bless someone else as well. Pastor Sarah, so you come to Hawaii, you serve as a youth pastor. How did you meet Colin?
I was youth pastor at the church where Colin had grown up. He had been there all his life, and he was a bass player, and I was a singer and piano player. And so a little band had already been put together in the church, and they just kind of added me in. And it was because of them that I learned to speak pidgin English. If I didn't speak pidgin, they wouldn't talk to me. So they taught me a lot of things. And we worked together in the musical group. And so 3.5 out of the 4 years that I was at Koloa Church, we were dating and getting serious and making plans for the future.
What was it about him that attracted you, that drew you to him?
Probably several things, but one thing that has developed even more, I call him now Mr. Vala'au, because he'll talk to anybody, and he amazes me sometimes how he can just pick up a conversation with somebody that he really doesn't even know, but he's just got that sense about him. He's able to do that. He's able to draw people in and make them feel welcome, and he's sensitive. He's sensitive to the Lord. I can trust that. You know, even though he may struggle to get there sometimes, as we all do, but that eventually he will hear God's voice and he will do what he believes God wants him and us to do.
So it becomes clear that he's your guy, mm-hmm. from the Lord, mm-hmm. and vice versa. You're his gal from the Lord. You get married. And after you got married, there are natural instincts, natural desires with regards to children. What happened with you and Colin?
Well, we got married in November of 87, and then in January of 88, we moved to Oahu because I had accepted a position as assistant pastor at Paradise Chapel in Maile. And that ended up being a 20-year gig. And throughout that time, we'd been married for 15 years and hadn't yet at that point been able to have children. And we were busy in ministry during that time. That was pretty much the prime of both of our lives.
So 15 years, mm-hmm. not being able to have children.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And, you know, as I mentioned, we were involved in ministry. We were youth leaders. We were worship leaders. I wore a lot of hats in that position throughout the years. So we were busy. We were active. But there was still that longing and that desire to become a family. And we weren't able to do so naturally. And it was, you know, even a point of contention from time to time between us. It was an issue that we had to deal with, to grapple with. And
in what way?
Well, as you mentioned, there's kind of a natural desire that comes along for a married couple. There's a desire there to become a family, to have children, to see miniature ewes running around. Mm-hmm. And so that element was missing, and we both felt it, dealt with it individually as best we could, and also then as a couple. And then we started kind of exploring different avenues of perhaps adopting, and just making that, there's almost a grieving process, I think, that takes place when you realize, okay, we are not going to be able to have children of our own. So there's a grieving that takes place. As you deal with that, there's a finality to that, and you have to deal with that. And so we were exploring. And
Pastor, how did you deal with it as a woman?
Very honestly, I think I stayed busy. in ministry. We were blessed. We had a quality crop, if you want to call it that, of young people that came through our youth ministry. We pretty much went with them from seventh grade through graduation and beyond. And they were a special crop. Many, several of them are involved in ministry one way or another, even till today, which is rewarding. That's awesome. And, you know, they started getting married and having kids, and we almost felt like we had grandchildren through them in a way. But I think, you know, I personally just had to deal with the fact, okay, this is what apparently God wants for my life. And so, like I said, there's a grieving that goes with it. But also there's a learning to trust God that apparently this is where I'm at and this is what he has planned for me. I may have desired, wanted, dreamed of something else, but God has his plans. And I need to be willing to follow his plans. And one of my life verses is in 2 Chronicles 16, where it says that the eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth to strengthen the hearts of those who are committed to him. And, you know, I firmly believe that. I believe that God created each of us uniquely. He knew this from the time, from before I was in my mother's womb, that this was going to be my path, part of my life. And so I had to trust that he knew what he was doing. He knows what's best. He was working out his purpose, and I had to learn to flow with that. Because there's another verse in Numbers 22, where it says that I can do nothing great or small to go beyond the command of the Lord my God. In other words, I march to his orders, he doesn't march to mine. And so there's an acceptance that we have to come to in times like that.
You're touching on a very sensitive place mm-hmm. in the hearts of our listeners. It's sensitive to me. It's been obviously sensitive to you. It's that, shall I say, divinely ordained limitation that we don't want. Mm-hmm. And it comes head to head with our aspiration, ambition, or dream. And what heightens everything is that we have cultivated dreams. And in even for you, it's a natural instinct that God puts in people. And then to come to grips with the reality that it's a divinely ordained or given limitation.
Mm-hmm.
How do you get through that? That's what you're describing. But Pastor, today, someone, whether it's a matter of infertility or another form, which may be more broad, just a dream that seems to be infertile. It has to do with children, maybe, and maybe it has to do with something broader. Some of the same feelings go along with it. For someone who is wrestling with that, they haven't even come to a place of peace yet, what would you say to encourage them?
You know, it brings to mind a message that God just gave me at the beginning of this month, in fact. Every Christmas, it's hard for a pastor to come up with something new and fresh because Christmas comes every year. And so every year I pray for myself, and I'm trying to teach the church to pray, Lord, show me something new, something special, something personal, or remind me of something that I need to be reminded of in the truths of the Christmas story. And just prior to December, I was reading a book by Anne Graham Lotz called Wounded by God's People. And it's surrounding the story of Abraham and Hagar, when Abraham and Sarah were going through the same thing that Colin and I went through. They were unable to bear children, and yet God had given him a promise that he would have a son, and that his descendants would outnumber the stars in the sky and the sand on the seashore. But he had no child. And for years after the promise was made, they had no children. And it got to a point where Sarah was frustrated with it all. And she just said to Abraham, you know what, just take my handmaiden, take Hagar, and have your son. And so that's what he did. And she became pregnant, bore him Ishmael. But still, he was not the child of the promise. He was a child out of Abraham and Sarah's frustration and kind of trying to help God along. And, you know, through our experience, I really was trying not to do that, not to try to help God's hand, but to trust that he knew best. And I knew he was able. He was able to do it exceedingly abundantly above whatever we could dream up or try to do. But through the situation with Abraham and Hagar, Sarah became so incensed because Hagar kind of started holding it over her that she had a child and Sarah didn't. And finally, Sarah got so upset, she told Abraham, send that woman and that child away. So he did. He sent them out into the desert. And so here is this rejected, pagan, Egyptian handmaiden, all alone, responsible for her son out in the desert. Their water began to run out, and she basically sat down and knew she was going to watch her son die. And right then, in her deepest moment of despair, her loneliest moment, her desert moment, Jesus came on the scene. It was a theophany. It was a pre-Bethlehem revelation of Jesus to this rejected, pagan, Egyptian handmaiden in the desert. Jesus showed up.
And he showed up not only for her, but he showed up for you.
That's right.
And, well, we've got to obviously take this further. Let's go deeper. Let's share. Pastor Sarah, please share more. When we come back, Pastor Sarah Aranio, I mean, hey, we're going down to the nitty-gritty here. But isn't this the stuff that life is all about, the stuff that life is made of? The Christian life. And if you're not a believer, at least not yet, we're giving you some family talk. This is the stuff that family goes through in struggles. But how God, as Pastor Sarah says, he shows up even in our desert moments of life. More from Pastor Sarah Aranio when we come back. Stay with us.
The road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference. But where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiahua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiahua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
It's those desert experiences in life. I don't know if you've ever been in a desert. I've driven through deserts. Past deserts, I've seen deserts. I hear it's extremely severe, those conditions. And because of the severity of it, of course, you need water, you need food, but those things become sparse over a course of time. And in this case, when we talk about the severity of desert experiences, it relates to life. Times when we feel like we don't have sustenance, we don't have what we need. But what happens when God shows up in the middle of the desert? Isn't that a good thing? Yes, it is a good thing, but God does more even when he does show up. Pastor Sarah Aranio is here to share about her desert experience. It has to do with infertility. It has to do with a dream that didn't come true for many, many years. But God showed up. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. To find out more about our program, to get programs like this one and other resources, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. You can get this podcast for free, that and other resources available for you. Again, thegoodlifehawaii.com. Pastor Sarah, infertility, that desert experience for you and Colin. But you said God showed up. You shared a scripture about that. Take us further.
Well, in the story of Abraham and Hagar, he had sent her away because she had become pregnant, born him a son. Sarah was unable to. And so she was out in the desert trying to save her own and her son's lives. And it was in that very moment when she was the most lonely, the most dejected in a desert, that a theophany, a pre-Bethlehem appearance of Jesus, appeared before her. And in that moment, this pagan Egyptian maidservant realized something. She had a spiritual moment, and she said, "Now I know I have seen the one who sees me." And in Hebrew, she gave God a name, El Roi, the God who sees me. And that name for God, we know that God reveals himself to us through scripture, through various names. That name for God, El Roi, is not seen anywhere else in scripture. And I related it to the Christmas story in that Luke never used that name for God in his depiction of the Christmas story. But I believe that Mary and Joseph both knew God as El Roi, the God who saw them through all that they went through. And I realized that for us, God is the God who sees us, no matter what experience we're going through, in the good times and in the times that are challenging, the times that are devastating. God is the God who sees us. He knows exactly what we're going through. And he's promised never to leave us, never to forsake us, but to carry us through. And it's all because he sees us. We are constantly within his radar, so to speak, within his eyesight. He watches over us, and he knows what we're thinking. He knows what we're feeling in those lowest moments. He knows, and he understands, and he cares, and he will carry us through. And as you mentioned, through those low times, that's often where we grow. That's where we learn the most about God. And for me personally, through what we went through with infertility, I realized, of course, that God was watching us. God knew where we were at. God knew what we were feeling. God had a plan. And I had to learn to trust that. And especially so as we became involved with the state foster system. And the first child who came to us was a little girl. She was just 1 month shy of her fourth birthday. And she wasn't really fully developed in speech, and so we had to kind of learn her language as she tried to learn ours. And she just changed our lives overnight. I mean, here comes this ready-made three-year-old into our home, and she walked into our hearts very shortly thereafter. And we loved her as if she were our own. And yet, her future was unknown. She was within the system, supposedly going to be reunited with her parent. And it almost, several times, that almost came to pass. But, you know, I remember sitting in one meeting in particular. It was a Ohana meeting where the parent was there and some of their family, and we were there, and social workers and lawyers and state workers. And we went into that meeting knowing that things were going to be arranged that day for her to go back to her birth parent. And our hearts were breaking. But we were still trusting God. And I remember, Danny, I remember it was as if I could see the hand of God sweep through that meeting. It was a miracle right before our eyes. The current changed right in that meeting. And the discussion suddenly went from her returning to her birth parent to her going up for adoption. It was like one fell swoop. The hand of God just moved in that meeting, and everything changed. And it was all because not only that God saw us, but he saw our daughter's life. And he loves her. He has a plan for her life. And it's just a privilege for us to be a part of that. And soon after she came to us, a little boy came to us. He was 5 years old at the time. And he was already up for adoption. But then there came a little wrench in the workings of things, and it became more challenging for him to be adopted at that point. But still, we knew God was watching. God was in control. We felt so out of control. We felt like the lives and the futures, not only here on earth, but eternally, were in the hands of other people. We were just caregivers. We were just there when they cried at night or when they needed something. We were there for that. But we really had little say in what could transpire for their futures. And through all of that, learning, because I mean, before this all happened, both Colin and I said, we trust God. We're Christians. We trust God. But when the rubber hits the road, and when emotions are involved, and when it's a person you love whose life is in the balance, you really have to relearn all over again how to trust God through that. And to know that in spite of the fact we felt so helpless, and we felt like everyone else was in control, We knew ultimately God was. God was working behind the scenes, in the scenes. He was working throughout, even though we had to take our hands off, so to speak, and there was so little we could actually do. We knew God was doing. God was working. And not only because he loved us, but because he loved those two children. And so, actually, our son, Justice, was adopted first, and then it was almost another year before we were able to adopt Lana. But through that whole thing, and we've been very open with the kids about this whole thing, and, you know, we've talked about the fact that God made us a family. We, you know, we didn't bear them, but they're a part of us. God put us together like a puzzle. Brought me from Minnesota, brought Colin from Kauai, brought the two kids from here on Oahu, and it's as if he put us together as a puzzle. And, you know, they get along and they fight just like regular siblings. And we've become a family. And, you know, it's amazing because Justice is real sports-oriented, as is my husband. And so my husband's been able to live out a dream through Justice's sports activities. And it amazes me sometimes how much Lana and I are alike, just in our preferences and things we like or don't like. And it's just kind of amazing. There are similarities that only God could have orchestrated and brought together. And we want our kids to know that God had a plan for their lives. And they know very well that we are so not perfect parents. But they also know God brought us together because God loved them. God had a plan. And in that way, God showed up for them. They were in need. They didn't even know it. They were too young to even know it. But God met them in their little desert. And that's what we want to impress upon them for their lives, for their lifetimes, is they can trust God. And God has a purpose for them. And God is working in them, through them, and for them. And I believe that's the lesson that Hagar learned, that the God who saw her was the God who cared for her and could fulfill her heart's dreams and desires.
There are underground streams that we cannot see, underground water systems that go on that bring nourishment and refreshment. And they even exist in the deserts. Pastor Sarah is sharing about the depth that it takes to go. And sometimes the Lord takes us through a place where the roots have to grow that much deeper to connect with the the unseen or that underground river that's going to bring refreshment. You want to know that you can experience this kind of life of faith. Sometimes it's only, solely available for someone who would trust God unreservedly, even helplessly, even in the midst of the most difficult, painful, non-guaranteed moments. And only then you see God come through. We'll be back with more. Stay with us.
Aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me. I lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kayani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
So you come to that point in life where at this particular place, you have to ask yourself the question. Okay, now, lean in. Do I want my dream or do I want God's dream? Really? God's dream or my dream? What would you say? It's not easy, is it? Because deep down inside, we actually want God's dream to be, well, our dream to be God's dream. Are you there? And God to bless it. But what about when God says, no, here's my dream, and I love you so much, I want nothing less than for you to have my dream because it's best. And here it is. How do you accept it? Well, Pastor Sarah Aranyo and her husband Colin had a dream for a family. But it didn't come in the way that they had initially thought it would be, but God put something very special together for them. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. And again, this is one of those very deep moments that you're listening to Pastor Sarah share her story. Find out more about our program at thegoodlifehawaii.com. So Pastor, here is God's dream for you. Now your family's together. Would you want it any other way?
No, I don't believe I would. God's ways are beyond our ways. They're above our ways. We can't even always explain them. Sometimes we can't even explain fully what we're feeling as we experience His plan. But His plan is best. And that's where faith comes in. This is where faith really permeates our lives, is when it gets personal like this. And I don't think anybody's ever asked me that question before. Would you want it any other way? And I would have to say no, because God's given us this opportunity. I mean, no, I never got to bear a child or hold my own newborn, but there are kids. There are kids. And I remind them too, we chose you. We chose you. We could have said no. We could have taken you for a while and sent you back. But we didn't. We chose you. And we grew to love you. And we will always love you.
The weight of those words, Pastor, we chose you. Mm-hmm. I think there are kids that are now adults, even in middle age, are wishing mm-hmm. they heard that. Mm-hmm. We chose you. Mm-hmm. Let's take that further. Because it's something that God does in our lives,
right.
Doesn't He?
Exactly.
He chooses us.
Mm-hmm.
How would you give comfort to somebody who wants to hear it but has never heard it, not from their parent, and has always felt somewhat like an oddball or even kind of an orphan, even though they were in a family?
Mm-hmm.
The black sheep? Speak to the black sheep in relation to Christ.
Well, where I'm at right now, I would just remind you that God sees you. He sees who you are. He made no mistake in making you or in the way he made you. And he loves you as you are. He accepts you as you are. And he can make something incredible out of you and out of your life, no matter who you are or no matter what people in your life have said to you that hurt or that demeaned. God will take all of that and form it into something incredible and something that can influence and change your world through his power and with his love.
Pastor Sarah, I want you to pray. I want you to pray for this person. Again, that word just struck me when you said, you say that to Justice and to Lana. We chose you. For somebody to say, God chose you. But as you pray with that, can you pray also for someone who may be infertile in relation to children? And also, though, let's go beyond, someone who seems to be infertile in relation to a broader dream that has not come to be, and it doesn't look like it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Can you pray about those things, Pastor?
Sure.
Please.
Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning knowing that you are exactly that. You are our Heavenly Father. And as our Father, you love us. You have chosen us. And you have a plan for our lives. And you can see the future. It's not even as an earthly father who has hopes and dreams for his children, but you can see the future. And you are the one who brings the future to pass, who implants dreams and goals and hopes and desires in us. But then you are the only one who can bring those to pass. And so, Lord, for that one this morning who is feeling lonely, is feeling as though they're not included, not chosen, not wanted, I pray, Holy Spirit, that you will reveal yourself to that person and just enfold them in your arms right now and assure them that God loves them and has a plan, has a purpose for them. Lord, specifically for those who have dreamed and desired to have children of their own, I pray that, Lord, we know you're a miracle-working God. You are able. And so we pray for miracles.
Yes.
But, Lord, we also pray for your will to be done.
Mm-hmm.
Because we know that you work many kinds of miracles. And sometimes you work in ways that we don't understand, that we may not even want initially. But you know what's best. And so, Lord, we trust, we rely on the love that you have for us, that at this moment you are doing the most loving thing possible in our lives. And I pray, Lord, that you will open doors of opportunity, that you will open doors of relationship for them with children who need them. There are children in our state, in our nation, and around the world who need loving parents, who need a gift from God in the form of a loving mom or dad. And I pray that, Lord, you will orchestrate that gift exchange where the children are a gift to those hungry parents and that the parents are a gift to those children who can give them a life in you. Give them life that extends beyond this life and extends into eternal life, that they will know you, that they will influence a soul for eternity, and then be able to steward them throughout this life as well. Work miracles In the name of Jesus, we pray. And for those, Lord, who have dreams and aspirations of other kinds, Lord, may they learn to know you through this experience, through seeking you. May they learn to know you and learn to trust you more. Learn to truly walk by faith and know that you know what's best, to know that you have a plan and a purpose, and you work all things together for good to work out that purpose in their lives. Reveal yourself to them through this experience. And again, Father, we ask you to work miracles.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
And Lord, we will give you glory and honor. We give you the thanks. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you for ministering, Pastor Sarah.
Thank you.
You have a gift, and you are a gift.
Thank you.
Pastor, we have about a minute or so left. You have a passion for worship, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
And so how, through all of this, how instrumental was worshiping God in this process of your life?
You know, I think it's kind of a reciprocal situation where our having to walk by faith and our learning new things about God, it was like facets of a diamond. We learned new facets to God's nature and even just of his love. And that enhanced our worship. And we sang the same songs, perhaps, but from a different place in our hearts because of what we were walking through. So not only did worship enhance what we were going through and help us through it, it did, but also the reciprocal happened as well. Our experiences and our newfound trust in God enhanced our worship and made it more meaningful, more heartfelt than ever before.
Wow. The marvel of the experience of worshiping God.
Amen.
The hope that comes through, the facets of a diamond that you get to see that you may not have seen before. Oh, and sometimes, you know, these moments come only in the difficult times.
Definitely.
In the times of struggle. And as Pastor Sarah says, God shows up, El Roi, and he sees you. Dear one, as you listen today, he sees you and he knows you. So says Pastor Sarah Araño, and I concur with her. Indeed, he does. He sees you, he knows you, and he loves you. Pastor Sarah, thank you for being with us today.
Thank
you. Sharing
you.
Your heart.
Thank you so much.
We hope that you've been moved by these inspirational thoughts from the life of Pastor Sarah Araño. You know, God's timing is perfect. There's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, this is the perfect moment to open your heart to Jesus. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus, and to help us with your financial support to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. 1 Chronicles 16:23-24 says, sing to God, everyone and everything. Get out this his salvation news every day. Publish his glory among the godless nations, his wonders to all races and religions. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guest, Pastor Sarah Araño. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Amashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.